It's 10 o'clock, and you're listening to Centennial College Radio News. I'm Andrew Serba with Sarah Kuhner. The weather is clear and sunny, minus 3 degrees. Now here are headlines. Prime Minister Stephen Harper will make one more call for help in the Afghanistan mission at the NATO summit in Bucharest, Romania. The Jays got off to a slow start in New York at their season opener, and tension continues to rise around the outcome of last week's election in Zimbabwe. Now to our top story. Ontario's Education Minister, Kathleen Wynne, said that she supports the idea of allowing kids to be kids and not bogging them down with homework. A review of the Toronto District School Board homework policy will be considered at the TDSB today. The review was prepared after weeks of extensive public consultation. It recommends that homework not be assigned over holidays and that homework be assigned in blocks to give students a chance to manage their time. It would also limit homework for grades 7 and 8 students to 1 hour and to 2 hours for high school students. Wynne said that she is concerned about kids not having enough free time to play and be imaginative. Controversy still surrounds the recent decision by the school board to open an Afrocentric school in Toronto. The vote was close. 9 trustees voted against it and 11 voted for. Trustees estimate that the new school will cost almost $900,000. Eric Hino reports.
Nobody knows where the money will come from. The provincial government has recently stated that the province is not giving Toronto additional funding for this specialty school. With so little information available regarding the details of how this school will work, many trustees are very skeptical of the program. Scott Harrison is a school board trustee for Scarborough Center. He is standing by his vote against Afrocentric schools. Harrison is uncomfortable with spending so much money on a plan that has so few confirmed details.
So basically what's happened is that you've got the cart before the horse, and the board's approved it.
Harrison is also concerned about the prejudice that may surround the new school. He's not convinced that this is a step in the right direction.
There's many reasons for it, there's been all kinds of things in the media regarding it, but I support some of them as well. This is a type of form of segregation. It doesn't matter how you define it. It is a type of.
Harrison feels that the board was bullied by parents into approving the Afrocentric schools and urges those that oppose them to contact their local trustees. This is Eric Hanel reporting for Centennial College Radio News.
Toronto Mayor David Miller is going ahead with his planned trade mission to China later this month. He's continuing with his plans despite calls from Toronto's Tibetan community to cancel the trip. Miller said that Canada's decision to collectively engage with China has led to change, and that city-to-city exchanges have an important role to play. Miller has pledged to talk about human rights in Tibet when on his trip. He also said he would send a letter to China's consulate in Toronto, stating Torontonians' worries about the situation in Tibet. Prime Minister Stephen Harper will ask for more help from Canada's allies in Afghanistan. NATO leaders are in Romania to discuss ways to bolster the ailing mission. Canada has said that it needs the support of an extra 1,000 troops if it is to continue its role in Afghanistan. Pledges of support from France have been shrouded in uncertainty, but Harper said that talks with allies have been positive. He is confident that the needed support will be raised today or in the coming weeks. Harper has also said that Afghanistan's army should be ready to take over from coalition forces by 2011. Finally, Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe is holding on to power despite the belief of many in the country that he lost last Saturday's poll. Opposition supporters' initial optimism has soured. It is believed that large-scale violence could be set off if protesters try to rise up against security forces or if Mugabe tries to silence the opposition. And that's the latest news. Now here's Sarah with sports.
Thank you, Andrew. The Toronto Blue Jays had their season opener yesterday in New York against the Yankees. New York's outfielder Melky Cabrera was the star of the game, adding 2 consecutive catches in the 4th inning and tying the game with a home run in the 6th. Unfortunately for the Jays, the Yankees won the season opener 3-2, which really was meant to be, because it was the last final opener the Yankees will ever play in Yankee Stadium. The team is opening a new stadium and leaving the landmark behind. The Jays and the Yankees have their second game tonight at 7 p.m. The Leafs played last night at home against the Buffalo Sabres. After a shootout, the Sabres won 4-3, allowing the team to still be in the playoff hunt. The Leafs played without their captain, Matt Sundin. Sundin is injured with a pulled groin, and there are rumors this means he may not be returning this season. Sundin is a free agent as of July 1st, and the papers are speculating that he might be calling it quits. Coach Paul Maurice said that Sundin has not recovered the way he expected him to, and this could mean that he will be unable to play the rest of the games. The Leafs' next game is Thursday against the Senators at 7:30 p.m. at home. In soccer news, Manchester United played Roma yesterday, beating them into the ground, although Roma was playing without their captain, Francesco Totti. Man U scored two spectacular goals. The first was a headbutt by Cristiano Ronaldo and the second by Wayne Rooney, when he jumped over Marco Cassetti and headed in a pass from teammate Paul Scholes. This was Rooney's 36th goal this season. This gives Man U an excellent chance in the Champions League semifinals coming up in a week. The city championships for high school volleyball had teams from around the GTA vying for top honors. Riverdale in East York played host to some high-flying semifinal matchups. One of them was a heartbreaker for a team that was expected to come out on top. Our own Will Masgay has this report.
This is Will Masgay with Centennial College Radio News. The heavily favored Sir Oliver Mowat senior girls have suffered a devastating loss at the hands of the home team, Riverdale Raiders. The girls have known nothing next to victory all year, but today's heartbreaker has not only left the girls in shock and awe, but put an end to their up until now terrific season. So what was the reason for the downfall of the squad? Rebecca Glancy, who had led the 8-1 team all season, is down in Nevada playing in a tournament this week. One of Mowat's Gales, Alana Filer, had this to say before the game.
So we really want to win today because our star player is away.
Glancy and her club team, the Durham Attack, finished 13th out of an 89-team field in the Las Vegas Classic, an annual tournament hosted by the Southern California Volleyball Association. But her school team didn't fare as well today. The Gales just lost their semifinal matchup to Riverdale 2-0. The first set was a blowout, which Riverdale won 25-13. But in the second set, Mowat bounced back and took an early lead, keeping the scoring tight till the end. Yet it wasn't enough to hold the Raiders at bay, who won 25-21. The girls went into the playoffs, ranked first in their division, but today's defeat put an end to their season. In the first set, the girls made some crucial mistakes and fell behind early. Riverdale scored 8 points, and by the time Mowat answered back, it was too late. They sat in a deficit that couldn't be overcome. Mowat seemed to be a new team when they stepped onto the court in the second set. They were quicker, more agile, and better organized. According to coach Susan Underwood,
"We missed our big girl.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
But otherwise, I thought we played much better in the second."
They kept control of the ball and the score, only losing the lead once before they were ultimately surpassed at the 20-point mark. After stepping off the court in the second set, Phyla gave a simple explanation for the team's poor performance.
"We actually are better than them, but..."
The girls simply didn't play that way this afternoon. Despite their renewed energy in the second set, they couldn't hash it against a Raiders team that was charged up by their home crowd. They were outworked, outskilled, and outplayed. Not only did Glancy's absence today leave a hole in their roster, but in their hearts as well. They missed a tried and tested leader. Without her, the Gales simply weren't the same. This is Will Masgay with Centennial College Radio News, signing off.
The Raptors are playing the Atlanta Hawks tonight at Phillips Arena at 7 p.m. That is all for sports news. Now back to Andrew to wrap it up.
Thanks, Sarah. Well, that's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great day.